Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I can do. What is that? I say, what is that? That's simple faith. Not I can't do it, because sometimes it looked like you couldn't do it. It felt like you couldn't do it. But that's not what the Scripture doesn't say, I can't do it. I said, the Scriptures don't say, I can't do it. What does it say? Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world, and I can. Oh, somebody say, I can. What will unbelief say? I can't. There's no way. No way. Yeah, but you don't know. I can't. I don't know. There's no way. There's no how. I don't know. I don't know. I can't. I can't. I can't. That's not true. You could if you believed. And so there's no need in the Lord showing us great things that He has planned if all we're going to do is wilt and say, I can't. I can't. Now, this is not isolated to a few cases. When the Lord appeared to Moses in a burning bush, and He said, come, I'm calling you, I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. What did He say? I can't. I can't. I can't even talk plain. I mean, you don't want me. And besides that, they got my picture at the post office down there. I'm a wanted man. I can't go back to Egypt. They will throw me in jail or worse. I mean, no, I can't. And the Lord looked at Moses and said, that's why I like you. You're so humble. Is that what He said? No, actually, it made the Lord angry with Him. If the Lord says, I'm going to do this with you, let me tell you what you don't say. You don't look at Him and say, I can't. That's insulting. I mean, I know we've all done some of this, so I'm not knocking Moses at all, but what would Moses thinking when he said, Lord, you don't understand. I can't talk. I'm wanted down there. What does he think the Lord's going to say? Oh, I forgot about that. You know, yeah, you are a wanted man, and boy, the authorities will just swarm you when you go in there. Besides that, you're not a very good speaker. I mean, you just stumble around and stutter. You know, let me think about this and get back to... This is the Almighty we're talking about. He knows reasons why you would think you couldn't do it that you hadn't found out yet. And in spite of all that, He has chosen you to do it. So when He says, I'm going to do this with you for you, there's only one right response. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. You know I can't do it without you, but you already knew that before you told me. So I can do all things through you. Who will strengthen me and help me? Come on, somebody needs to say, I can. I can. I can. I can. I've had people look at me when I had a word from the Lord for them. And just as plain as could be said, the Lord told them what He wanted them to do. Where and how. And I've had people look at me and say, I can't. I just can't. And they wouldn't. And they didn't. And their life was bad. Is it true that they can't? Is it true? Is it true that God could not work that out with them? It was too big. It was too hard. It was too much. No. What kept it from happening? Their unbelief, their fear, and their lack of faith. Hallelujah. I can. Amen. Somebody say, I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. I can. Go to John 21, please. John 21. You know what else is exciting about this? Why would the Lord be talking to about these things? Huh? He's about to tell us some things.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He's about to show us some things.
Yes,
tell us some things. Whoo! How many believe the plan of God is exceedingly good?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
The things He's thought to do for us and with us, do you believe they're just kind of so-so, or are they off the chart? Or are they exceeding abundantly above? They are. So we should be excited before we even hear what He's going to say. Because we know it's going to be good. It's going to take us to another level in Him. But just in case you were sleeping or something, what do you not tell Him? Coming to, what do you not tell Him? Don't tell Him, I can't. There won't be any amount of explaining or excuses that will make that okay. Because anything you might tell Him, He already knows. And more. What's the right, correct response? Correct response?
I can't.
I can't do it on my own, but I'm not on my own. You're in me. You're with me. You're for me. And I can do all things through you. John 21 and 12. What if you've been struggling with I can't? How do you get from there to a confident I can? In John 21, 12, after Jesus has been raised from the dead, He appears to the disciples. They're out fishing. And He calls them, John 21, 12, He said to them, come and dine. Come and dine. We're familiar with an older song along that line. But what does it mean, come and dine? Come and eat. Everybody say, come and eat.
Come and eat.
Come and eat. You've heard versions of this your whole life long. Come and get it. It's ready. Come eat. Y'all come eat. That's what He's saying. Come eat. Come eat. And none of the disciples durst ask Him, who are you? Knowing it was the Lord. Jesus then comes and takes bread and gives them, and fish likewise. He had something there ready for them to eat. This is now the third time that Jesus showed Himself to His disciples after that He was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, He keeps talking about eating. When they had dined, when they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Now, we need to stop here, because this is actually a reference to something that happened before Jesus was crucified. Do you remember that Jesus told them right before He was taken, all of you are going to be offended concerning me tonight, and you're going to forsake me? And Peter was very vocal, wasn't he? And he said, no way, no how. If everybody leaves you, I will not. I will never forsake you. He was adamant. And Jesus looked at him and said, before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times. But what was Peter's response? No, I won't. No, I won't. If everybody does it, I will never. And what did he do? Listen, friends, there is zero room in faith for pride. Zero room. He is saying, I've got this. I'm okay. I'm doing fine. I've got this. And Jesus said, you don't got it. You're not ready. And he had prayed for him. We talked about this, a few weeks ago, that his faith fail not. What happened when it all went wrong from their perspective and they couldn't believe Jesus let them take him? It just shocked them to their core. They never believed this could happen. He's the Messiah. This cannot happen. But it did. And they're shocked in disbelief. And then fear hit him. And he found out when he was pressed, and he's standing out there with the servants of the high priest, and they're saying, "You're one of them. You are one of them." And they sense no anointing, and he don't feel any grace. And he was scared, and his faith failed. His faith was not there to deal with that situation, and he denied who he was and what he was and who the Lord was to him. He denied it repeatedly. Now, it's not for us to throw any stones. I don't want any show of hands, but I think all of us could share some place where we came short in our faith and in our confidence. But this is what we're talking about. So you are not full of faith to say, "I can. Yes, Lord, you tell me to do this, we will do this. With your help, it seems impossible to me, but I will hold on to you, I will trust you, we will take steps, and it'll happen." Now, everybody that knows anything about faith knows that's it, that's what you ought to do. But doing that, actually knowing you should do it and actually doing it, two different things. Especially when you're not in church, you're by yourself, and it's a Thursday evening, and you're tired, and nobody's around, and you hit with both barrels. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But one thing that would have helped Peter, and I'm not looking narrowly on him. We've all come short. But on the other side of it now, with the benefit of the words that we have and his example and recovery, if he'd have humbled himself instead of arguing with the Lord, and telling the Lord what good shape he was in and how ready he is in his faith. If he would have humbled himself and said, "Lord, what do I need to do? What can I do to keep from failing this test? What can I do to keep from being ready to quit and give up?" His faith needed bolstering. You know what it needed? It needed to be fed. Somebody say fed. What are we talking about here? Come and what? Come and eat. What did they just get through doing? Eating. And what's he about to tell him? "Do you love me more than these?" And he said, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." What did he say? "Feed my lambs." Is this near and dear to the Master's heart?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me life.